Hello, Audio Boo. I'm actually back a little quicker than I thought I would be doing another book review. This book was What the Night Knows by Dean Koontz, and that's spelled K-O-O-N-T-Z, since it's a bit of a strange spelling, so I thought I should tell you. And it's also, again, I listened to it as an audio book, and it was narrated by Stephen Weber, that's W-E-B-E-R, and it was, you should say he's an American narrator, which I know some British people don't enjoy audiobooks narrated by Americans, but since this book is set in America, and the characters are obviously American, I thought that was fine, and the accent isn't too difficult to understand. So the basic idea of the book is that it focuses around a detective called John Calvino, but it's not really a detective novel. But it just so happens he's a policeman, and his parents and sisters were the fourth victim to a serial killer. And John, as a child, about a 14-year-old boy, he managed to kill the serial killer. And you know, he thought he'd put this all behind him until 20 years later, he hears about a murder. You know, he moves to the other side of the country and he hears about a murder in the place where he's now living, which has striking similarities to the first family to be murdered when he was a child. And it's not his case as a policeman, but you know, he gets to hear about it. And he believes that somehow this is connected to the killings that happened when he was a child, and he is frightened that that his family, himself and his family, his wife and daughters and son, might be in danger. But nobody else, nobody else believes him. And the book is basically a cross between horror and a ghost story. And sort of when it comes to a ghost story, I mean kind of like poltergeists and evil spirits and that sort of thing. And as I say, it's a bit gruesome. So I say if it's not really for the faint-hearted, I guess, yeah, if you don't like anything too gruesome, then I would avoid it. But if you do like scary stuff, then I would say I think it's quite a good example of it. I have to admit, I'm not quite sure why I decided to try this book. It's not normally the sort of thing I would read. I do occasionally read sort of ghost stories and things. I've read a couple of James Herbert stories, but I'm not a massive fan of ghost stories. I kind of quite like them, but I don't read a lot of them, and I'm not really a big fan of horror, you know, in books or in films, really. But I have to say, I did think this was a good example of it. You know, it was a scary book, but at the same time, it was enjoyable. And actually, I think it would make a pretty good film. You know, it would make a pretty good scary film as well. So yeah, I think, as I don't know if I would read a lot of books by this author if they're all on the same theme, because I don't think I want to read a lot of scary books, but I did enjoy this one, and it was good to try something a little bit different. So I think I would give it 4 out of 5 stars. I don't think I should say too much more, because I don't want to give away any spoilers about what happens in the book. say, if you like a good scary story, I would definitely check out this book, or check out some others by Dean Koontz.